sweetie. How's packing going? I'm just checking if you need any help before we went to sleep. You want to sit on the bed? No. You did nothing wrong. Just take a break with me, baby. Just for a few minutes. We've been packing for a while, and time just got away from us. And it'd be nice to pause together. I can move that for you. Sorry, the coats got away with me. I don't mind if you found it just a little bit funny. All right. Where do you want to sit on the bed? I'll go where you want me. Lean on me if it helps make it easier not to look at my face. I'll hold you. Come here. Now, I had a feeling something was bothering you. You seemed excited to go on this trip with me and my parents. Did something happen? Whatever it is, I'm all ears. Well, we're not flying tomorrow, so we can go a little later if we need to take some more time to pack. We can take all the time needed. My family is not the type to be on time. You're late is there early. I promise there are no different standards for you. Baby, is it something else? It's just, I'd rather wait to hear what's really bothering you than to make you feel like you have to give me an explanation. If you're not ready to talk, it's okay. I'll hold you until you're ready. Whatever you need. Sound good? That feels like a nod. That's it. That's a nice hug, baby. What is it, sweetie? Hey, it's okay to be nervous. I was too when I met your family. I promise they don't mind you coming over. They jumped at the opportunity when your trip got cancelled. The invitation wasn't out of obligation. I know they're going to love you. It's hard to describe, but I know because they'll see how I'm myself when I'm with you. I can move up on the bed. Cool onto me. I'll hold you for as long as you'd like. What else is on your mind, baby? I can sense it. Your thoughts are sometimes louder than your silence. Hey, look. I won't stop being supportive. Eventually my touch and my words help quiet some of those thoughts. Good luck. And just remember, it's winter time. You'll not escape the sweetness from my lips that kiss your very soul. All right, well, they can't all be winners. I'm bound to overdo it sometime. Okay, fine. This is a little cheesy. But I think I make it sound good. And you still fell in love with my words. That's how I got you, isn't it? I thought so. Do you remember the poem, How Do I Love Thee? Oh, oh my God, yes. To my credit, that was a lapse of memory. I won't mistake it for Shakespeare ever again. Elizabeth Barrett Browning's Sonnet 43 has been burned into my memory. Every single word. No, I didn't memorize it because of shame. I remembered it because you love it, and I love it for you. You know me better than that. I don't just sit here to say pretty words that don't mean something to you or to us. I'm intentional. And you've trusted that everything I've said has never been deceptive. And remember the poems you love most. I just thought of that one where love itself is an act of faith that moves through doubts, fears. I've come to understand its truth in moments like these when I'm alone with you. Your humor's coming back. And I accept your challenge to prove I can recite it. Just be warned, my pacing might be off, so don't tease me too much. But the words are all there. And eat every syllable, sweetie. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach when feeling out of sight for the ends of being and ideal grace. See, I know it. And not back for being cheesy. All right, I'll finish it. I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely as men strive for night. I love thee purely as they turn from praise. I love thee with the passion put to use in my old griefs and with my childhood faith. I love thee with a love I seem to lose when my lost saints, I love thee with the breath. I love thee to the level of everyday's smiles, tears, of all of my life. And if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death. How's that? All this to say that no matter what, nothing will change how I feel about you. I'm happy it helped. Since we're almost packed, let's stay here for a few more minutes of cuddles. It won't take long to finish up. Sounds like a wonderful plan. Come over here. That's perfect, baby.
Thank you. Thank you. Hmm.